Lurking at the bottom of the Hudson River is an enormous prehistoric fish. The Atlantic sturgeon is one of the oldest living species of fish and was once abundant from New Brunswick to Florida. A long bony snout, 5 rows of bony plates running along the body, and shark-like tail give the fish a primitive appearance. Atlantic sturgeon live in the ocean, but spawn in estuaries like the Hudson. The Hudson River has one of the few spawning populations of Atlantic sturgeon in the Northeast. After birth, juvenile sturgeons stay in the Hudson River for 2 to 8 years before swimming out to sea. Adult fish return to the estuary to spawn. Female Atlantic sturgeons reach sexual maturity between 18 and 19 years of age, while males reach sexual maturity at 12 to 14 years of age. Atlantic sturgeon can live up to 60 years. In the late 1800s, the Albany beef sold in Hudson Valley markets was not meat from cattle, but rather came from the Hudson River sturgeon. They were so abundant that they were stacked like logs on the decks of boats bound for market. High demand in the 19th and 20th centuries for caviar and smoked sturgeon resulted in a dramatic population decline. Protected by a moratorium on sturgeon fishing in 1998, populations have nevertheless continued to slowly fall as a result of habitat destruction, water pollution, and mortality from power plants. Because sturgeon are slow to mature and then spawn infrequently, they present special challenges to efforts to increase their numbers. In 2012, Atlantic sturgeon was added to the Endangered Species Act list. At the time of the listing, the Hudson River was estimated to be home to fewer than 1,000 Atlantic sturgeon.